Dr. Gavin. Hello, beloved, and welcome again to a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the truths of the eternal God. Truth, beloved, that will endure, because there's no deceit and no craftiness, no deception involved in the truth. It's sin that is deceitful. It's sin that appears to be something that we must have that is deceptive and destructive, and that will doom and damn a human being to a Christless eternity in a very real, literal lake of fire. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know Jesus, to know the deliverance He gives from the bondage of sin, how that He liberates, how that He sets one free, how that He makes life worth living, how that He gives purpose in living and a reason for living. There's so many people that are miserable, that are wretched, that are unhappy, because they're not knowing the truth and they're not walking in the truth. Even many Christians are disillusioned because they do not understand the importance of walking in obedience to the Lord. They do not realize that the instructions that God gives us in His Word are for our benefit. It's because God loves us, and God desires the best for us, if we would only walk after the Spirit rather than walking after the flesh. The flesh has indwelling sin that will bring strongholds into our lives that will make us miserable and wretched and will make us easy prey for Satan and his demonic activity. But, beloved, when you yield to the Holy Spirit of God, when you let Him possess your life, when you let Him fill you, oh, how it affects your attitude, how it affects your speech, how it affects your conduct, how it affects your whole view of life. And you begin to see things from an entirely different perspective. You begin to live above the circumstances rather than under the circumstances. How wonderful it is to walk in the victory that's available through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we've been talking about spiritual warfare. We've been talking about the war. We've been talking about the enemy, the one who is at work. We've talked about our three enemies, the world system, Satan and his demons, and the flesh with indwelling sin. Three very real enemies of the believer. And how many are deceived by these evil enemies and are living defeated Christian lives when they could be walking in victory and living above the circumstances through the power of Almighty God? Oh, beloved, we've been discussing the victory and the spiritual authority and how we can say no to the forces of evil, to the powers of darkness, and to the old flesh with indwelling sin, and how that we can walk victorious through the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 5 states, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not fleshly, but the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And we've discussed about strongholds and how that strongholds can really work havoc in the life of an individual. and how that we can have victory over strongholds through the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the definition of a stronghold? It is an area of our life where we allow sin to take a foothold, and from which sin can begin to take control of a person's life. And we're living in a day and age when pornography is a very stronghold in so many lives of individuals. Let me explain to you again. Pornography in a man begins with a look or two at a picture of a woman that is seductive by showing some of her body that causes a man to lust. It stirs up evil desire and causes the man to want to see more. The more he looks at these types of pictures, the more he wants to look and lust. Each look is a brick of the stronghold that starts to build in his mind, and the evil pictures are stored in the brain for later meditation to cause more lust. Remember, Dr. James Dobson has stated that pornography lays the foundation for a man to be unfaithful to his wife. And this is how even Christian men can become slaves to pornography through the stronghold that is built in their life. Now that's just one illustration of a stronghold. There are other strongholds, such as alcohol. Alcohol becomes a stronghold in the lives of many people by taking just a little, by being social with others and partaking of it. I remember the illustration of a great pianist, a man who was so skilled on the piano, and how that after his concerts they would have a party. And in order to be a part of the crowd, he began to imbibe, he began to partake of the alcohol. Gradually he desired and felt like he needed more alcohol. And finally the alcohol began to destroy his life. One night he came home drunk, and his little boy came out to meet him, and he didn't realize it was his son, and he ran over his little boy, killed his boy, which destroyed his marriage and resulted in his becoming a drunk on Skid Row. The strongholds that are set up in the life of an individual. Pride can be a stronghold, where an individual becomes very prideful, looks down on others. Even Christian can have a problem with pride, called grace pride. And there's face pride, pride in one's appearance, pride in the way I look, spending hundreds of dollars and keeping my face looking pretty and attractive, hundreds of dollars on clothes, and hundreds of dollars in trying to keep my physical body strong and healthy. And there's nothing wrong with taking care of the body, but one can go to the extreme where it becomes an idol in their life, and it all has to do with pride. The pride of life. And, beloved, there's so many other strongholds, such as lust that we've already mentioned regarding pornography. The lust of the eye, being devoted to a satisfying of the lust of the eye through magazines, through movies, through television, through even cell phones. And there's games that can become addictive in a person's life in trying to fill the void, the emptiness of their life, even with these modern inventions that are now available to individuals. Oh, beloved, there's so much available today that ensnares and holds a person under its control and under its dominion, that can become a stronghold in their life and can hinder their life being fruitful, being fulfilled, being satisfied and content. Oh, you remember that our Paul wrote, contentment with godliness is great gain. Contentment with godliness. Oh, beloved, beware of the strongholds that can be set up in an individual's life. Thus, beloved, the believer can choose with their mind to yield every thought to the Lord and not allow evil thoughts to control their thinking. Cry out to the Lord and claim the authority you have through the Lord Jesus Christ and the indwelling Holy Spirit to not allow your mind to dwell on evil thoughts. 1 Corinthians 15:57 states, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." O beloved, by acknowledging to the Lord Jesus the weakness of our flesh, by confessing our sin, by yielding ourselves to Him, telling Him He can do with us, in us, and through us whatever He wants to do, no matter what it costs, no matter what it involves, no matter what it may mean, fully yielding our will and ourself to the Lord Jesus, letting Him become Lord in every area of our life, can bring victory, can bring joy, can bring fulfillment and satisfaction, can bring the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the producing of His love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All of this fruit can be produced in the life of a believer, which will bring joy into their life, contentment, fulfillment, and much fruit being produced to the glory, the honor, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, let the Lord have His way in your life every day. There's no peace, there's no joy, till the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hand. Rest secure in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. Till next time, goodbye.